Hi, good afternoon. We are here in conversation with Mr. Lane, Nagaswamy, and Jaron. We are here to discuss a new project which has come up in Auroville. We are setting up a new kind of solar panels which can... this is actually a good news I want to share. It's exciting in the sense we have always wondered why can't our normal solar panels give that output of more than 15%, 20%. And it's actually a nagging thought to every solar power user. This is actually a revolutionary product Solaris company has come up with, which is giving 70% output. Just to give you some information, around 650 to 1500 watts when the module is complete per meter. I think in itself is breakthrough technology, and their patented technology is acknowledged and appreciated throughout the world. Also wish to make it a note to tell everyone that Solar is a member of the Social Exchange of London. So they've been granted membership recently. So it just speaks more about the reputation of the company. To just basically understand how is your experience with Auroville and what people want to know how this technology can become part of their life and such things. So firstly, I want to welcome you.
Thank you. Yes.
How did you this product inspire you? What was the inspiration for this product?
Yeah, well, my name is Lane Zevenbergen. My first name is Lane. And I'm the chief executive of Solaris. Solaris is a company that originated in Sweden and was a technology spin-off of the largest Nordic energy company called Vattenfall. And 10 years ago, Solaris was created as a spin-off. And so over the past 10 years, we have been working in the development of a new technology that is basically the combination of two existing technologies. But it is not easy to combine them, because the question from the research people at Solaris was, why are we not able to grab more energy out of the sun than, let's say, 20% peak power, which is about 13-14% over the year? And that is, so why do we waste so much energy? And how is it possible to capture that? So what they did is they almost literally glued together solar thermal, which takes the heat, and solar PV, which creates the electricity, together. And that is, which has many advantages, but I will tell you later. So because your question is, why was I inspired? Because 3 years ago, the people came to me of Solaris. Solaris is a social enterprise. And they came to me and they said, can you build a company for us? Because it was purely research. And they had been doing research and development for 7 years, and there was no company, it was only people on the university, and they had prototypes. And the prototypes that they had developed were tested by the TÜV. And the TÜV is the biggest testing, solar testing organization in the world. And the TÜV found out that they did an amazing result on the yield side of the product. So that is what they had, but not a company. So they came to me, and I was inspired by the dream of Solaris and the ambition. And the dream of Solaris is that when we make energy cheap, we can solve energy poverty in the world. And that is the dream. So the second dream, of course, was to be the energy champion of the world. And that is what they had done. So they thought they were ready. But because they had a product, a prototype, they didn't know how to produce it. But they had one or two prototypes, and they had this dream. So, and I was inspired by the dream. And I have in my background, I created 20 different companies over the past 30 years in technology fields. So my background is to pick up a technology and to build it into a global company. That is what I do. And so that is why they asked me to build up Solaris. So over the past 3 years, we did projects in 30 countries and to test the product in the field. We built a factory in the Netherlands to produce the collectors, as we call them, the power collector. And we developed out of the prototype a real product. And to give you an example, when I saw the prototype, they used 12 screws in it. So I said, why do you use 12 screws? And they didn't have an answer, because they had 12 screws available, probably, or maybe sometimes it was 9, sometimes it was 11. So there was every product was different. And that is and that cannot be if you have a mass scale production. So over the past 3 years, the company invested about 5 million euro in building a production facility and doing the testing. And then we came to Auroville. And somebody who is very well known in Auroville, Twan van Meegen, who has been here maybe all of his life, almost, or as long as Auroville exists, came to us in the Netherlands. He is Dutch. And he said, maybe we can help you to penetrate India. India is such a huge country, 1.2 billion, so you don't know where to begin or where to end. So Twan came to me and he said, Lane, maybe we can test the product in Auroville. So, I'm talking too much maybe, but I'm telling you why I was inspired and also the reason why we are in Auroville.
Yeah. Because it has to be known that this is the first of its kind installation in entire India.
In entire India.
You have chosen Auroville as your canvas in the right sense, because this will concept proof for Indians. As you rightly said, 1.2 billion in tropical nature fighting for energy is ideal. It's not even ideal, it's welcome. So from the point of Auroville, I would want to ask you, what is it about Auroville? Not only the invitation from Twan, but did you have any kind of like your inclination to Auroville, or it was just
as a coincidence?
Yes.
Well, coincidence doesn't exist. Huh? Mm. That is what people in Auroville, I think, believe. It is. It has to be. And so I believe that. And I'm a businessman, so I've built big businesses and I've ran large companies, global companies. But I still believe that that there is not such a thing as coincidence. So Twan came to me and he explained me a little bit about Auroville, and I visited Auroville. In February, I think it was, of last year, 2016. And the spirit of Auroville fits very well to the spirit of Solaris. Solaris is a B Corp. B Corp are, some people call it the Champions League of sustainability. And so Solaris is a B Corp. Solaris is a blue economy company and a member, as you said, of the London Social Stock Exchange, not the Stock Exchange.
Social Stock.
Yeah, the Social Stock Exchange is where people invest impact money.
Yes.
Money that has an impact on the world. So all that is Solaris. So Solaris also spoke to other people in India and some people who had dollar signs in their eyes. You know what I mean? So they only thought about how can we become rich, and Solaris is a company that is, as I said, we have to make a profit, but we have a goal, we have a reason why we're there. We are not there only to make money. If you go to Chinese PV panels, normal conventional solar panel companies, they have one goal: rich, money. That's the only goal. If you go to their website, you see a technology and a price, and boom, you want to buy, yes or no. If you go to our website, you see that we are a B Corp, what that means, how we want to treat the people in the world. So the value system of Solaris is the same as the value system of Auroville. And that is important, because if we explain to people here why we exist and what we want to do in India, the people in Auroville understand. That when I speak in Delhi to business people, they don't care, to be honest. They only care about their wallet, and I hate that. So they only care about how much money they can make, we have spoken, Sami and I, to people in those, I don't mention names, the people that are horrible, and they don't fit with us. So, and if you see the size of India, it is not so easy to find the right partners and to make a start. Because if you go into a new territory, you always make mistakes. You don't know how to install, you don't know how to import. The rules and regulations are totally different. So you need people that help you and that accept the mistakes. So we have to be able to make mistakes, we have to test it. So that is why Auroville as a community has many testing possibilities for me, for us as Solaris. For example, the solar kitchen is a big testing ground, but this morning I visited the spirulina factory and they need heat and they need drying, and so that is the heat that we produce and the electricity combined. And but also they're building apartment buildings and hotels, and they all need heat for showering and cooling, because that is also a big market, the cooling market. So we can turn through absorption cooling, we can turn the heat into cooling, like in a refrigerator. That's the other way around, they take the heat out. So the backside of a refrigerator is hot, inside is cool. So we can use our cooler, our heat that we produce, to directly move it into cooling. And then we can build cooling containers that we can put in all the small villages where people can keep their fruit, their medicine, whatever, that they cannot do now. So there are thousands and thousands of small villages all over India where people don't have a way to keep their fruit and their vegetables. Martin just said that 50% of all the vegetables and the fruit is being destroyed because it cannot be kept, because there is no cooling. And that is, so the cooling problem is a giant problem. So what I think is, Auroville is for us a starting point to move into India. It's safe, same values, and that is smart people. So that is what I like.
Yes, your thoughts are really refreshing. I think it takes the right cradle for the right thought, you know. And for you to come up with such an innovation, it only has to come from the same belief pattern. Auroville definitely is kind of a magnet to such brilliance. Also goodwill, more important. So I can only assume that working in Solaris is not only about quantity, but it's also more about what are we contributing.
Yes.
And
that's also why Auroville is here.
Yes. So
what are we? Why are we here? Are we here just to get born and die and we consume and that is all? Or are we here to give a meaning to the planet? And that is and that is very important, I think, for people, and that is very important for Solaris. It is the technology that you mentioned. The technology is very disruptive. So it is there is a lot of pushback from the market, which is the case with any new technology. Any disruptive technology finds in the beginning pushback from people who don't believe it, don't like it. It changes their views of the world all of a sudden. So, but what we see now at Solaris is we have now a factory, and we just did a very successful crowdfunding campaign in the Netherlands, amazing campaign. We raised 800,000 euros in a couple of weeks. And so we're now finishing the factory, and eventually what we do is we make the pre-assembled products in the Netherlands. And then on local sites, we put assembly factories, we train people. So that's also part of our philosophy, not only to ship a product and take the money out, but also set up assembly factories, for example, here in the south of India and maybe in the north. And then we assemble the products, and then they become Indian products. That is so that is also the philosophy of the company. So that is now beginning. And that is very exciting, that after 10 years of development, and there are two companies in the world who are able to do this, and only one who can do this on a mass scale, and that is Solaris.
Wow.
It is so new that it is, but what I spoke to, we spoke before, and it is not new. The new thing is that you combine two existing technologies into something different, which is theoretically simple, but in practicality it is very difficult to make. And that is, and that makes it very exciting for technical people, it makes it very exciting for business people to move into the world.
Coming to Indian markets, how do you plan to get a foothold? Of course, product itself is going to create its demand, but as you mentioned earlier, you're not designing your approach to having cater to corporates, rather you want to create it more of a social chain rules, where you're talking about having your products available for the local villages.
Yeah.
So it's quite a contrast to what a revolutionary product ideally does. It tries to capture the majority. So what exactly are you planning? How are you going to start an Indian market, and how can other people in India, if they want to take this further in the same sense as you want, how can they do it?
Well, we in every new market, we do projects first, 5 or 6, and in different areas. Industrial, so for example, in the Netherlands, we have a cheese factory. Of course, everybody eats cheese in the Netherlands, so we have a cheese factory, and the cheese factory has milk pasteurization. And to pasteurize milk, you need 75 degrees of heat. So, but it's interesting for people to know that 50% of all the energy that is being consumed in the world per year, the half of all the energy, is used to produce heat. So the heating and cooling market is by far the biggest market in the world. And you cannot take electricity and cool and heat. It is inefficient. It's very expensive. So there have to be alternatives. So instead of a diesel generator to produce electricity, and then the electricity, we put an air conditioning unit. So we have to do it direct, the heating in the cooling, into the cooling. So there are more efficient ways, relatively simple, to do that. So what we, in the Indian market, to keep it simple, is we start, I would say, 4 to 5 projects here. We now have installed a first installation. We are finding people who are interested to help, who are interested to learn, and we train them, and then they work with us, because people will come here when it's done, and they will come to the solar kitchen as they have come to see the big dish. They will come to see this new technology from all over the south of India. And then when we do a hotel or an apartment building here, the spirulina factory maybe, whatever, and people will come and watch, and they want to have it as well. So it will spread like oil, oil stain, as they call it, so over India. And then we need partners, to because we as Solaris, we cannot do it ourselves. So we need partners who can install, who want to install. So for example, in Switzerland, we have now a technical company. They have taken the whole market, they paid money, and they take the whole Swiss market exclusively. They are going to set up an assembly factory in Switzerland. They have done hotels in Switzerland, and it is amazing, because Switzerland has a very good sun in the mountains, and it's cold. And coldness, cool, and sun is ideal for solar energy. People sometimes think, well, it has to be hot. No, because solar cells don't like heat. They crack, they break. So if a solar cell, and that is an advantage of our system, because our system is like a sandwich of solar cells on the bottom and the top, and in between we have the thermal system. So the thermal system takes the heat out of the solar cells, so it cools the solar cells a little bit. So the lifespan of the solar cells is longer than, and the productivity is higher. Because the warmer a solar cell gets, the more productivity goes up. Those are things that normal people don't know. The normal solar cell loses in the first year of operation about 30% of its productivity because of the heat. The cells crack, micro cracks. You don't see that. And that is so that is also something that Solaris solves. So the productivity of the electricity is also higher. And that is but to come back to your question, We start here, and probably in the north of India, we are looking to do some projects. And then out of those projects, people will come to us and they will say, can we pick it up, and can we... People have to do it themselves, because we are too small to do it. We cannot do India.
So as we met Nagaswamy earlier, he is representing Solaris in India, I believe. Hi, Nagaswamy.
Hi. And,
You could also give your little sharing of how is your connection with Solaris, and how you feel with Solaris. And
so my first experience with Solaris was when I was doing my master's studies in Sweden, where I was fortunately had to evaluate the pearl collectors, what we call it now. We call the Solaris collectors as pearl collectors. So that is how I met Solaris. Then I came back to India to start my business, and that's when we met. When Lean wanted to come to India, that's how I met Lean. And as Lean just explained, the ideology of Solaris, the philosophy of Solaris, is what's driven us rather than the business opportunity. So that is why I joined Solaris like 1.5 years back. I now represent entire India here. And I go to people and find out if we are like-minded, and try to establish a connection there and do the project there. That's my role in India right now. That's what I've been doing for 1.5 years.
People, if they want to get more installations done in India, they contact you and you get the equipment and everything established for them.
You can find my contact details on our website, and they contact me, then we can help them out to do an installation in India. It's simple.
And we also have Jaron here, who's doing a kind of double duty. He's a son of Lane, but right now he's interning long-term volunteer with Auroville Consulting. I believe it's been 5 months already. I would really press on you to share the story again of how, you know, everyone would assume you are the one who got Solaris to Auroville, but it was in this case the other way around. So
it's the other way around.
So actually, my dad, like you just said, visited Auroville in February to talk with Twan and Martin, and that was the period I was looking for an internship for college. So they were also talking about internships here, and Martin told Lane, my dad, that that Auroville Consulting is always looking for volunteers or interns, and that is how I got the contact details of Martin and how I got into APC. That's how I got the internship. So it's the other way around. I didn't bring Solaris to India.
Solaris brought you to it.
How is being with Auroville Consulting? Because you could have interned with your father also, you know, in the sense you had that opportunity, but you chose Auroville Consulting. So how was your experience so far, you being in Auroville?
It's a great experience, because I came here as an industrial engineering student. So I only was focused on the economy and technical aspects and system design and all that kind of stuff. And then when I came here after 2 days, they told me to work on a solar village project. And I didn't have any knowledge about solar power or anything. So I've learned a lot about that. Also about like graphic design. And I learned a lot of things I didn't know yet. And that's great. It's a great place to explore yourself, I guess, in Auroville Consulting.
What projects are Auroville Consulting dealing with right now?
So I think one of the biggest projects is the Solar Village project. And then they have a couple of projects with the Maromas factory. Projects on energy efficiency audit. So they go into houses and they measure how much energy they use on lighting appliances and fans. So it's mostly, because the vision of Auroville Consulting is sustainable habitat. Create sustainable habitats. So that's why I think most of the projects they do is focused on that kind of aspect.
So your long-term, your internship is coming to an end. You're going back to Solaris. So does this mean you start...
No, I don't work at Solaris.
Okay. Yeah, it's more and more...
So my connection with Solaris, the only connection is that my dad is there. But that's it.
So you're on your own research and development.
Yeah, so I'm going back to college, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to work for Solaris.
Coming back to Lane, it's really wonderful, and even meeting your team, because it's a completely different wavelength, more and more we explore. So what other products or services is Solaris mainly engaged with, other than the collector?
Well, that is enough already to have that to develop it. So what we do is we have a continuous development into the collector to make it cheaper and make it more efficient. And so we have we just received a grant from the European Union of about 2.7 million euro to further develop the collector. and that is, and we also invest our own money in it, of course. So the collector is a combination of producing heat and producing electricity. So that's the beginning. The next step is to produce heat, electricity, and cooling. The next step is to produce heat, electricity, cooling, and drying. The next step is to produce heat, electricity, cooling, drying, and desalination. Desalination and purification of water. And so the steps that the company is taking are very exciting. And in the beginning, the research people, they thought, well, we have a power collector, the power collector is the product, it's done, so we'll give it to you. And people thought, well, what should I do with this? What is it? And they did not think in a solution, they thought in a product. And if you want to go to the market, you have to think in a solution. If I give you a cooling container, and I say, just ship it on a truck, put it in a village, open the door, put the power collectors on the roof, connect it, and then you have a cool house. That excites people. So what Solaris will do is, on the basis of the power collector, it will create prefabbed solutions that we can ship over the whole of India. And I believe that the biggest, one of my investors once said to me, Lane, I'm not investing in the company because you produce heating and electricity. I invest in your company because I see that you're going to do cooling and purification of water, because for the planet, the problem of cooling and water is going to be much bigger than heating and electricity. So that is, and that is exciting. And that is, so those are the steps for the future. So there is solutions enough, and we're developing the cooling container, as we call it, right now. The drying machines we are developing, so and then the market is opening up, because it is people don't understand what they do not recognize, so we have to help them. We have to help them understand what it is. Electrical cars were crazy in the beginning. Nobody wanted it. Electrical cars, and now slowly but certainly people beginning to think that maybe they're sexy. In the beginning they were ugly and nobody wanted them, and that is so slowly but certainly the world is changing a little bit. And so that is the exciting stuff about our new products.
I believe the hallmark of all good companies is how they are very inclusive of everything. They don't want to leave, it's not that they want to venture into more avenues. I think it's more of the ideology of not leaving any room for error. Prefabricated, and you're already serving to 30 countries.
Our subtext is Solaris, and then we say Sun Power for the people. And that is exactly the value system that we have. We want to bring the power of the sun to everybody. And that is, I think, that 75% of India and 80% of the whole African continent is not connected to any kind of grid. So those people are excluded. And Solaris just won a very prestigious prize, the Accenture. Accenture is a big international company, and they have an Accenture Innovation Award. And Solaris won the Accenture Innovation Award. And for three reasons. One is that it took two relatively simple technologies and made it into a new one. The second is that it solves energy poverty. And the third reason that we won the Accenture Innovation Award is that we are a company that is inclusive. We are not a company only for the top. We're a company for everybody. And that is by making energy cheaper and easier, accessible.
You also have future plans to have a production unit develop in India. Is there somewhere in your business model to make in India?
Well, see, as soon as people understand what it is, there will be a demand. We have a pipeline already for global projects of about 440,000 power collectors. When I joined the company 3 years ago, it took them 1 week to produce one power collector. So 440,000 power collectors would have been impossible. So we are now building the whole factory so that we can do power collector every 6 minutes. So now we know how to do it. 6 minutes. It's comparable to a normal solar panel that takes about 4 minutes, and that is so 6 minutes is very good, and then you can build more factories. So we need more factories, and that is because otherwise we cannot do the demand. So the factory in the Netherlands that we have set up can do a maximum of 60,000 power collectors in this year. And 60,000, and we all thought it was it's a lot, it's big, but it's four big projects, and that is if you have real big projects, and then you need maybe 10,000 power collectors or something like that. If you do an industrial area or a town, or so we need more factories. So if you say, well, do we have a plan to do anything in India? Well, there are people interested to invest in that in India. And that we only do it when there is demand, of course. That is, we are not stupid to build a factory somewhere. But it is, well, it is our philosophy. So, to answer your question, basically, yes, there will be an assembly factory in India. I think more than one, 4 or 5. India is too big to do one.
Just to, on the closing note, just to reflect on other topics, as we would generally want to know. What is your thoughts on Sri Aurobindo and Mother? How have you been connected, or have you ever had... How are your thoughts about that, about them?
About the philosophy of Auroville?
About everything. Sri Aurobindo, the Mother, Auroville. How are you receiving it, and how is Auroville receiving you? Just to get...
Well, okay, I see what you mean. Well, it is like a... it fits like a glove. That's how they say it, eh? So I'm, beside my the fact that I'm CEO of Solaris, I'm also the chairman in Europe of a community of companies which is called B Corp, stands for Benefit Corporations. It's the largest network, global network of companies in social enterprising, and Ben & Jerry's is there, Patagonia, and some banks, not very many, because most banks, of course, are a little bit criminal. But I think at least, and that is, so we have a the philosophy of Solaris, and my personal philosophy fit very well with what happens here, and you see that when you meet people. So when I meet people here and I talk to people, we met as a coincidence, well, coincidence doesn't exist, this morning a woman who had a company on Ecofem. You know that company, and that is in the beginning she said to me, yeah, I have to explain, but because we are a social enterprise, but maybe you don't know what that is. And so that's what we are, and that is, so there is a natural fit that you would not find outside of Auroville so easily, and that is, people like it, and it also attracts talent. People come to Auroville because there is a reason. I think always that talented people want to have a meaning in their life. And when you're, well, not so talented maybe, or dumb, you don't care and you just live. But so what you see in Auroville, there is an attraction for talented people to come here. And that is, and we see the same in Solaris. People in the beginning, we didn't have money to pay salaries. People join because they like what we do, and they want to, and people can make much more money somewhere else, and that is what you hear in Auroville as well. People work in Auroville because that has a meaning. So what has been established by the mother here is something that is has a much higher meaning than Solaris, of course, but Solaris fits in that environment very well. There are not very many environments like that in the world. So, but we find those people. In South Africa, we have now 4 people working for us. We have a company there, and we are attracted, and to them, and those people are attracted to us, who want to mean something. So, all our first projects in South Africa have to do. We do projects in townships. Nobody is interested in townships. The Chinese are just dumping their garbage solar collectors in the townships. They crack and break in 3 years. So people don't want to put their high quality stuff into a township. And for us it is normal to go there. So we are doing defining projects in the townships, and that gives a lot back to us. Appreciation of the people and on both sides. So that is, having said that, it is Auroville is a natural place for us to be.
It's like attracts like. I can only say that we are of course proud that this is our reflection, and as a community, it's an endeavor that we re-energize each other. And I'm sure after listening to you and your team, people would have got a new outlook. But there are things, if you dare to think out of the box, there's a whole lot of space out there. And that's what you constantly prove. So I thank you again, Lane, for giving your time, sharing your thoughts, and Nagar Swami and Sharon. So, we'll of course have a follow-up of this after some time to get more people and their opinion, their feedback, how it's going.
Okay.
Looking forward to talking to you again in future.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. You get this side, rock this side. You get this side, come on, wicked and wild. You get this side, rock this side.